That is a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we can start. Get your phone away from the cord.
Get the phone. Get your phone away.
Where do I put it? Yeah. On the phone. On the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you waiting? A call from a guy.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for some guy to call me.
Some guy to call
for what? The kiss later?
Yeah. No, there's supposed to be a Venmo payment go through. Mm-hmm. To ensure his silence, I had to send him a big sum of money.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, and he found on Facebook, he found like my friends and family's names.
How about gotcha. Instead of the yeah. the sound
and you
of silence?
You never exchanged names. So
I thought it was NSA.
Yeah.
How about instead of the sound of silence, it's the price of silence.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And it's about Paul Simon raping a child.
Okay, and he pays the child
pays
off?
Pays him off.
Okay.
I like that.
Hello, darkness, my old
honestly,
friend.
Honestly, how
that
much
still
money?
Works. You don't even have to change
you don't
the
have
lyric.
To. That one stays the same.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty dark.
Darkness to Paul Simon is the thirst for a child's asshole.
What is that, the one that's me and Julio down by the schoolyard?
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah.
was against the law.
That stays.
That was against the law.
Yeah. That
we'll
stays.
Combine both of those songs into
what,
one.
What your mama saw, I think, is in the next line.
What your mama saw.
Wait, really?
Mom saw you molesting the child.
Is that real?
Yeah.
He's got a song about fucking
well,
a kid named Julio.
Me yeah. and Julio.
Well, Julio is the guy that people. They were. They were. Let's go. Let's get one of these keys, man.
And so, someone complains, and they're like, come on, man. Clapton's kid fell out a window.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are we going to let him get away with that?
Yeah, Clapton fucked.
My guys are still alive.
Clapton fucked his kid out the window.
Oh, that's what happened.
Julio's fine. He's just a little messed up. Yeah, Clapton's guy's gone.
Julio's going to be really good at doing art installations.
Clapton was playing hood ornament with his son, which is a party trick where you go around with a four-year-old on your cock.
On your cock and stick it out the window?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. That's
those were good parties.
Yeah.
It's just a nice little trick for company.
We got our boy Brandon Air in the mix.
Uh-huh. Back in the mix. Third timer.
Of the Rad Dude cast. Check those pussies out.
Man, thanks for
we
having
gotta,
me.
Next time you get the green jacket, like when you win the Masters, uh-huh. you get the... We give you a green blazer for the four timers.
Adam just wanted to mention the jacket.
The Masters?
I love a green blazer. Yeah. I did a fucked up thing today. I showed up 1 hour and 10 minutes early.
Yes.
Because here's what happened. It was fucked up because I was at the coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
Stav told me 5.
Yeah.
I'm at the coffee shop. I'm like, there's too many people around. I'm writing. I'm done writing. These people are getting on my nerves. The music's... I'm going to sit on Nick's stoop. And just do the crossword puzzle and chill till 5.
It's pretty
hot out. But then it was fucked up because you came home. Then you felt obligated to invite me in. It was all...
Of course.
I wanted to say, no, you don't... All I wanted to do was sit on the stoop and chill. I don't need to come in. It was, you know, but you're a polite guy.
We would have sat here in silence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a bad... It was two fucking sociopaths.
Just checking your phones for an hour until the podcast starts.
It's time to be funny. It's time to engage in the social skill that I've turned into an occupation that brings me zero joy anymore. The one thing that made my life better,
they used to be the only thing I looked forward to.
Is now just worthless garbage. It's time to do
work.
That.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that's...
I say that, but it's
you.
Not true.
What do you say? Well, it's not true.
I was thinking fondly about laughing about sexually harassing that woman at that ramen shop.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, that really is the only thing that brings me joy. Uh-huh.
That's true. It's a riff. Nick didn't sexually harass a woman.
I didn't, no. But the laughing about doing it while she's sitting right next to us...
Yes.
Unaware of what...
But she didn't speak English.
She did. They were both from America.
No. The Japanese girl was not from America.
Oh, she was Japanese?
That's what was so funny. So a guy was hitting on a Japanese woman.
Oh.
And we were laughing like, oh, now that he got it started, we would just slide over.
Oh,
like,
we'd swoop in.
We'd swoop in.
Dude, those two goons I saw in Philadelphia hitting on that girl who was on heroin was...
Oh, my God.
Just that shit ruled.
That's
there
brutal.
Was this, like, girl...
Watch out.
There was this girl nodding off. Who did that?
You did.
That was you, Nick.
Damn, how? Oh, the headphones.
Small dick, having a small dick.
What?
No. You have your dick tied to the phone.
I do. Anyways, there was this girl just nodding off like at Dunkin' Donuts. Like, you know, like barely, you know, she's just leaning pretty hard. and then these two guys come in, both like, you know, the guys that wear like wife beaters, even though like they just have so much skin hanging sure. over their waistband,
yeah.
you know, and yeah. just like shitty tattoos, Caesar haircut, like a 1998
Caesar.
Wigger,
yeah, yeah.
you know, awesome. Yeah, just permanently in Adidas slides and socks, mm-hmm. like those uh-huh. guys. And like the one dude sees the girl and he's like, oh shit, you know, he pulls his phone out. And he starts recording himself, like, walking over to him and her and be like, damn, shorty, what's up with you? You leaving, huh? Like, recording himself hitting on this woman that's incapacitated. And then the Indian guy behind the counter is like, you should cannot be in here like this. Mom, you have to leave. And he's like, the guy's like, nah, she all right? She all
right? Wow.
Probably, he's taking control of the
yeah,
Dunkin'
nah,
Donuts.
Nah, man, she all right? She
he's
good?
Commandeered it.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
She said, I want a culotta.
I wonder, like, who he was going to show that video to. You know what I mean? Like, who was he going to be like,
that
see,
just,
I told you I got game.
It's yeah. just ending up in the hands of the police.
Yeah.
And eventually.
Yeah, it's yeah. supposed to be one of those social experiment videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you do episode?
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about that yesterday.
What would you do live in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
yeah.
Would you have sex with a heroin-addled yeah. woman?
I was thinking about a what would you do scenario where you find like a McDonald's where there's a Down syndrome guy working in the fry, you know, mm-hmm. working wherever. In the back, but you can see him. And then you get an actor with Down syndrome to go in.
Yes.
With a receipt. And he goes up
tough
to the
part to play. Goes,
no, they do that. They already have actors with Down syndrome on
oh,
the show.
Oh, they're I thought you meant a guy who didn't have Down syndrome
acting as if
he had Down syndrome.
We get Sean Penn.
Yeah, yeah. Sean Penn or Giovanni yeah. Ribisi to play.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
To the greatest of all time.
But the uh-huh. no, have you seen the show What Would You Do?
Yeah, where they put unsuspecting people in sort of ethical dilemmas.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. it's like not even an ethical dilemma. It's like there's a man slapping his wife in the face, yeah. you know.
That one they did a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's either being racist or slapping
yeah,
your wife.
Yeah, it's racist or someone being mean to retarded people. It's oh, okay. the same thing. But yeah, so you set it up where there's a McDonald's and there, or, you know, wherever. And there's a man with Down syndrome working behind the counter, like preparing the food. And you send an actor with Down syndrome in mm-hmm. with the receipt. And he's like, I would like to speak to the manager, please. Mm-hmm. And the manager comes out and he's like, I was eating in here last week and that man handled my food. And
he's in a suit.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
know, yeah.
And that man handed my food. Yes. And I have here medical diagnosis that proves that I now have Down syndrome. Ma'am, I don't want to argue with you. I did not have Down syndrome last week.
I'll show you. I have the yeah. Documentation in my briefcase. He opens up the briefcase. It's just loose Skittles.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I seem to have eaten all of the paperwork.
Just chicken nuggets.
I accidentally ate the paperwork.
He thought it
and
was candy.
Skittles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the manager's like, what? And that guy's like, I'm John Quinones. Which one of these retarded people do you think is the worst? Which
is
one
that
of
the
these? Would yeah, John
the
Quinones.
Guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Quinones?
Yeah, John Quinones.
He does a good job on Dateline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dateline.
Is he the guy with the sarcastic voice?
Yeah, and
he's
Dateline.
He's like got the most sarcastic voice in news.
I used to like Dateline, but they're mm-hmm. running out of stories. So yeah. now all they do is they just withhold a guy till halfway through. Uh-huh. And they're like, just when the trail was getting cold, the police thought about her ex-boyfriend
right.
who beat the shit yeah, out of her yeah. every day.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you should have told us this in the first place. Yeah. Clearly him.
It's definitely
so pretty open and shut.
Yeah.
yeah. I love that shit. Uh-huh. I never wish to watch Dateline, though.
They should combine To Catch a Predator and What Would You Do?
And what's that?
They have the pedophile show up and have sex uh-huh. with a child.
What would you do?
At a restaurant in public.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
And then both Chris Hansen and John Quinones come out at the same time.
Okay. And the child is being
Chris Hansen's like, you're going to jail for raping this kid. And then John Quinones is like, why didn't you stop him? To everybody in the restaurant.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
Yeah.
So who is this child? Because they usually use decoys.
Right, we'll use a man with Down syndrome.
Oh,
the same
he's
guy.
Getting fucked.
Because he's got
the real star
of
the show.
Yeah.
The guy who's in every episode.
Oh, okay, I got you. So they're doing it by IQ, not age.
Mental.
age.
I mean, I guess it could be a child with Down syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an ethical dilemma. I'm saying a man with a small frame with Down syndrome is the two for one that you might want, the balance you might want to strike.
I forgot who it was, but some alt-right dude, like a judge, ordered him to break up with his girlfriend because she wasn't, like, she was too retarded to be...
It was in the UK, and it was...
When was that?
It was in the UK, and it was a British guy that was told he couldn't fuck because he's retarded and he couldn't consent.
No. This was a different story. This guy had to break up with his girlfriend because...
First of all, can we start a GoFundMe for that guy?
Mm. For the guy that's too retarded to fuck? Yeah. That's sad.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get him pussy. Yeah. We got to find out doctors to make him just
that
not...
Is sad.
You know
also,
what I mean?
What kind of legal ruling is you got to break up with your girlfriend? That's not a law. Like, it's jail or no jail or fine. It's not... You got to tell her you don't want to see her anymore. Yeah. Let her down nicely.
MTV bought all the British courts a couple years ago.
So is it like a what do you call it, like a it's not profane, what's it called, something when something's
vulgar?
Yeah,
it's like, is it vulgar to fuck over?
Like I know it when I see it, like it's like
pornography
too, like pornography. Yeah. Is that like,
so they have
I know if someone's too retarded when I see it.
The judge looks at him.
The judge just like inspects him, like just like walks around him.
Well,
in a cage.
On top he's wearing a dress shirt, but it is tucked into sweatpants. So it's a toss up.
Yeah. I mean, it was also in that story the guy was gay too.
What?
Yeah.
And he could consent if you're gay. I mean, default, you're in.
I don't know, but that judge rules. Just imagine pretending like you just hate gay people that much. You're like, I'm sorry, you're too retarded.
You're too retarded to be gay.
This is what you know. What I don't understand about To Catch a Predator, I don't know what percentage of those cases get convictions, but like, why does nobody do this? Like, so you go in, Chris Hansen comes out.
You've been thinking about your exit strategy,
and he goes, "You're busted," and then you go, "You're busted."
Yeah.
And he goes, "What?" And he goes, "I could tell from the typing there was some kind of older man involved here.
But
you've been pimping out this young woman. What's your fucking deal, man? I busted you. That's why
I came here to
fuck you up."
That's a great strategy.
Yeah. But what can they say, really?
So you got to come in with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you come in with a baseball bat.
Iron knuckles or whatever.
This is Robert Redford dressed as like a Prohibition era guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pal, I came here to bust you.
Wow. Interesting.
Robert Shaw. I guess he's right. I was the one that was the pedophile.
I think you couldn't talk about wanting to suck their little pussies and, you know, come in their asses and stuff.
I don't know.
Like that.
They're entrapping you. Don't they talk about that back? So you're saying I'm entrapping you, you pimp?
I think you would just have to keep it PG-13, but make it clear you wanted to fuck.
I don't know.
I mean,
these fucking
even
shows.
Keeping it PG, you're not allowed to fuck 13-year-olds.
Well, I never
no,
did any dirty talk.
You want to keep it R.
That is not why it's called PG-13. R, even 17-year-olds is, I don't know, it's borderline, right?
Say what you want about me fucking her ass. Yeah. I never did any dirty talk.
That's why if you're a pedophile, you got to go to every meetup with a kid with a pair of handcuffs. Just in the event that you're ready in case it's to catch a predator, you could say, "I wanted to make a citizen's arrest of you, Chris Hansen."
Chris Hansen, you.
Now, I guess my big question would be, you're saying, why isn't this the way the pedophiles get out of it?
Well,
because who really wants to stop someone would go about it this way?
Well, here's another ethical question. Okay. Not ethical, but because, look, I'm not on the side of the pedophiles. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I'm on the side of
justice.
Of justice.
Yeah, and kids not getting fucked.
I'm interested in the law, and at no point in that show, in that scenario, is a child involved.
Right.
So what is the crime? Your intent, you can say, how can you not say, well, I knew we were role playing? And what can they say back? Because it was a grown woman on the other end.
Well, that argument doesn't really hold up, though, because it's like, you know, people buy fake drugs from the police and they still go to jail for possession.
Here's what you do. Ready? I got it. Yeah. Hold on.
What you're doing is, like, it's conspiracy. You're attempting to break the law.
Right.
It's
okay.
Like, if there was a child there, do you have any doubt in your mind that this man would have fucked it?
Right.
Hold on. Wait. Here's what you do.
Yeah.
You send in a child.
It's like, you know what,
to scope it out for you. You're like, I was a kid pretending to be an adult man.
Right.
I'm trying to get some child pussy. I'm a child.
Because
this is legal.
Also a child.
And then if you see there's no Chris Hansen, you got walkie talkies.
A best friend, like an apprentice.
Your apprentice.
No.
This child that would want to grow up to be a pedophile.
Yeah, you know, like, you gotta learn the ropes. Look, here's how you handle it. Anytime you go meet a child, underneath you wear a hoodie, underneath that you wear a t-shirt with Chris Hansen's face on.
Okay.
That way when you show up and he's like, I'm Chris Hansen, and you're like, dude, I knew it!
Yeah.
You take the hoodie off, you're like, I fucking love you! Yeah. I've been sending you emails for weeks that get bounced to the spam filter. I am a fucking Chris Hansen head.
There's only one route to go, bro. I didn't like to do it.
I've got a Rose Bowl party, and I want you to come. And me and my boys, we hate pedophiles.
Yeah.
And we love you. We were all raped as kids. And you're our fucking hero, and you got to hang out with us. You can't say no. In front of the cameras, right now, you're coming to hang with us. Rose Bowl party 2017. Are you coming, Chris?
That's good. I think, okay, so I guess... For any pedophiles listening, mm-hmm. we have, by mistake, given you some strategies.
But
to
that
get
is
out
not
of.
Our conspiracy.
That
We're not conspiring to do
we
anything.
We hope
no,
you
no,
don't
no.
do
I'm,
any of this.
I'm against pedophiles.
We're against
I'm just,
it. Yes, me
I'm
too.
Very much against pedophiles. What I'm sort of also against, though, is the show.
Is the show.
Because I'm like, why aren't the police just doing this?
The show
you know
is
what
dumb
I mean? Why
voyeurism.
Does, right,
I mean,
exactly.
It's presented as like journalism, and that's not journalism.
No, it's watching people's lives be destroyed.
Which is fine. Their lives deserve to be destroyed, but I don't quite understand why it's like...
Why do they also sign like a release?
They
you
don't.
Have to,
I
they
believe,
don't.
I believe what I've been told, and I don't know if this
if
is a myth or not. What I've been told by cops...
Mm-hmm.
Or from someone when I asked about cops is if someone is convicted, then there's no release necessary. If they're found not guilty, you would need a release.
Well, even if you're just like they bring charges, I mean, they don't even need a conviction because if you get stopped for a DUI, like there's plenty of jurisdictions where they just publish your photo in the newspaper.
Really?
Yeah. Mugshots are available online even if they don't have a conviction, I don't think.
You know,
oh, interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
you
true.
Know, that's fucking Robert Kraft. They had video of him getting sucked off.
Yeah, we
by,
didn't
like,
get to see that.
We
old
didn't get to see that.
Jacked up.
Yeah,
I would
you
love
will.
To see that.
I mean,
no, his lawyers fought. Like, it's not going to happen.
No, somebody will leak it. I mean, that's the kind of, like, you know, it's like the...
It got tossed out. It got tossed out of, like, evidence. So he's probably going to walk.
There
and
is,
I wanted to see what his cock looked like, personally.
I wanted to see his old dick.
I wanted to see his old dick get sucked. That's just me, though.
I mean, there are people with the money to scrub things off the internet.
Yeah.
Like, he's the kind of guy... If there's anyone that I think could prevent a sex tape from being leaked, I would say Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Like, if you have billions of dollars, it can happen. Mm. But I also wouldn't be surprised if someone... Someone somewhere leaked it. You know, there's someone in an evidence locker somewhere.
Totally, dude.
Whatever
happened to fucking the guys in the masks, dude? Anonymous,
yeah.
Where are they on this?
They're in jail, dude. Julian Assange went to jail.
They're listening to this podcast.
95% first responders or hackers.
Yeah, 5% hackers. Now, if you're listening to this, if you're part of Anonymous, show us Robert Kraft's cock. That's what I'm saying.
We'll show Stavid. I don't really care about that.
Show
guy.
Adam.
Yeah, I really, I don't know. I forgot really who care. Robert Kraft was.
He's the owner of the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't care about that story.
My therapist is just an enabler.
Oh,
and
nice.
And I was like, I told
that's
him.
That's good.
I go.
That's the kind of therapy you want.
Yeah, exactly. Just a guy that just gives in to whatever I say. So I go.
You got
to
do you, bro.
Yeah. So
you got to do you.
So in all honesty, I go. I told him, I go, look, man.
Is this some Samoan guy? Bro, you got to do you, bro.
One of the Rock's cousins.
300 pounds.
Shaka. Yeah.
6'8".
Yeah. He's just standing in a squat rack. While bro, you got to do you, bro.
So I told him. This was like a year ago. I go, look, man, I'm done with like I've been done with for a while, rub and tugs, because like I like them. It's a good outlet.
Sure.
Eat cheap and easy. Mm-hmm. But these women are sex trafficked.
It's cheap and easy is their race.
Yeah.
These
women are.
Because they're cheap and easy women.
Yeah. I go, they're sex trafficked. That's not right. I don't want to do it anymore. And he goes, well, that's one way of looking at it. Yeah, but he goes, think about this.
Whoa.
You're one of these women.
Uh-huh.
You're dealing with just fat pieces of mean shit all day long.
And
a nice young guy like you comes in.
You're a good guy.
Doesn't start any trouble. You're the best part of their day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and wow. I go, well, maybe I should be back in this.
That is a wild take by your therapist.
Well, he also told me this because I tell him, because I get...
The next guy comes in, he's like, I raped 8 prostitutes at gunpoint yesterday, and I want to kill myself. And he's like, that's one way of looking. But the thing is, these women deserve it. Remember how bad your mom was?
Well, so like,
You just, got to do you, bro. Yeah.
Bro, you got to live, bro.
You got to do you, bro.
Life's for the living, bro. Salt life.
I'm just
salt
saying,
life, bro.
From the front.
So I
out of his pussy.
I get very irritable. Like I get extraordinarily irritable. Mm-hmm. It's part of bipolar type 2,
uh-huh.
which is kind of a bullshit diagnosis, but essentially
is that the kind of bipolar named after the amount of inches of penis that Adam has?
No, me.
No, me. They had to round up. But no, it's kind of a bullshit diagnosis. But basically, what they tell you is you have the depression part, but instead of the manic part, you get rage and irritability, which is kind of
the cranky
weird.
Bipolar.
But anyway, so I'm telling my therapist how like I handle big things well. Like my good buddy died, and it was like I grieve properly, like I handle that well. But like, if I see someone like litter or people talking during the movies, like I want to kill them. Like I literally think about fucking kill. I obsess about killing him.
That's like a very Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Honestly, I got hot yesterday in John Wick 3. There was
nothing.
No. The theater. There was a row of fucking French
he
people behind us.
End.
Shut
talking.
Up.
He dies at the end.
You didn't see it.
It's not part of the movie. There was a row of French people behind me in the theater.
John Wick dies at the
You're
end.
You're lying.
John
Wick you didn't see it. Shut
John
up.
John Wick
no
dies at the end of John Wick 3.
Stop. We're not talking about John
He's
Wick
He's killed
3.
By Ian McShane's character.
Don't shut up.
And so my guy goes, you know, I think that's healthy. These murder fantasies are a way.
Are you just talking to a guy playing dominoes?
I don't know.
It's a guy at a chess table.
Yeah,
the
he goes, by
probably the same guy you go see.
He goes,
stuff.
By having these murder fantasies, you're preventing yourself from ever committing a murder.
That makes
and I'm
sense
like,
to me.
Have you ever heard of serial killers?
There's a whole
genre of people
out.
That fantasize about murdering
until they
murder.
There would be no reason to have a separate charge for premeditated murder.
Right,
if there was even an ounce of truth in that statement.
Yeah, so I love this guy. He's on board with whatever I say.
Rocks.
Just a real yes
Dude,
man
you.
Of
yeah,
a therapist.
I mean, you have to realize that guy's just ripping you off.
No, because
Nick,
I feel
you
better.
Don't, no, you okay. never went to shrink school. He's a professional.
Yeah.
He paid the money, student loans.
Yep.
He does. I would think the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
If I didn't leave feeling better.
If your life
I leave
better.
And I feel
you,
better.
You
and
shouldn't leave feeling better. You should go see somebody that's like, no, you fucked up.
No,
and here's
that's
what's wrong.
So Catholic, Nick.
Yeah.
No, you should leave feeling
it's
better.
Not Catholic.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
The whole point of therapy is to like experience some kind of personal growth, right? And that
of
doesn't
course.
Happen without any like degree of introspection.
But
if you just if somebody tells you there's nothing wrong with your behavior or thinking, like continue doing exactly what you're doing.
But
you're
on the other
better.
Hand, a lot of people beat themselves up about shit that they shouldn't be beating themselves
That's
up about.
That's a good point.
And the therapist can say, listen, you think that this is weird and that you're fucked up.
That
this
doesn't sound like
normal.
The case here. It there's doesn't a, sound like a, he's like, I feel bad about having too many chocolates.
I think a
like,
lot of people fantasize about murder.
Well, no. That, I do. I did get mad at him because I said, you minimize my binge eating problem, and you act like it's not a fucking problem.
Oh, so he is doing that too.
I well, go, you minimize not- that, and he goes, I'm sorry, that is really a serious issue, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So he's all right. I think there's a middle ground between what Adam and Nick are saying.
I think therapy
that's
good,
the ideal therapist. And maybe my guy leans a little heavy towards Adam's side of things, but I like him.
Yeah,
to be honest, I just watch all the Melfi scenes again instead of going to a therapist regularly.
Yeah.
And that seems to work.
It's been working for sure. Yeah. You've shown a lot of growth.
This is what the one thing that's infuriated me for years since I first was given psychiatric drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be one of the greatest rackets perpetrated upon us that a therapist and a psychiatrist are two different people.
Yeah,
it's fucking
up.
Ridiculous. You all need to go to the school to be able to prescribe, excuse me. And this two job shit is bullshit.
It's
it didn't
bullshit.
Used to be like that.
Yeah.
It used to be like the psychiatrist was also a therapist. You spend an hour talking to them and they could also write prescriptions. And that's gone. Now you get to see a therapist for an hour and then you talk to somebody for 10 fucking minutes and they go, here's fucking, you need to be on this shit. And that's it.
Dude, I didn't know that they were two different jobs, and I went to a psychiatrist.
I'm more mad that they have a line you have to pay for now at the airport.
Do they?
Yeah.
The TSA.
In addition to the TSA, there's now a company that has their own special line.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That you have to pay money for. That doesn't let you get through security. It just lets you cut the line. It's basically a man standing there being like, give me $20, I'll let you cut in front of me.
Yeah, clear.
That's all it is.
What is that?
Oh, I saw a sign for that. I couldn't figure out what it was.
That's what it is. Yeah. You pay to jump the line.
It's a line cutting service.
But it's not even that good.
Yeah.
It's not worth it?
No.
I mean,
you used it before?
Nah, but I've seen people, they just cut the line. They still have to go through fucking security.
You still have to go through security. But you have to give up all of your personal information to them first. And then they put you through some like biometric scanner.
Yeah, and it's like $100-$200 a year or some shit.
Yeah.
And they have they know how big your dick is. They know, you know.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Your blood pressure and shit.
Yeah.
All that kind of
shit.
That's
bullshit.
Your fingerprints.
Well, I like how we're all, everyone's in an uproar about Facebook's sort of selling our data.
Yeah.
And nobody was just like for 10 years. How is this? How is the biggest company in the world making money?
No, plenty of people were.
But not in the general public. Plenty of people who are smart enough to be like, hey, you fucking idiots, they're selling everything you do.
Well, Facebook outrage and like privacy concerns didn't really seem to be a thing that most people gave a shit about until like they thought it had something to do with Donald Trump winning the election.
Right.
And then like everything else that they get mad at Donald Trump for, an issue that's been persistent and like a pretty apparent part of like American life for a while is now like, I can't believe this. Now I'm mad about, you know, like fucking like jailing kids at the border or drone strikes or any number of things.
Here's my, and you're right. That stuff has been going on all the time. I also hate Donald Trump, but that's besides the point. But here's my issue with the privacy concerns. Like, for instance, your iPhone listening to you, right?
Yeah.
Which they continue to deny, despite the fact that
100% it does.
100% it does. There's been test after test that shows it does, and they continue to deny.
The NSA can also listen to you through your phone.
And here's my problem. I'm fine with that. Yep. I don't care because at this point I operate as if every electronic device, my whole life online or an electric device is public. I operate that way because I don't trust any of them. But don't fucking charge me for the phone. If you're, you know what I mean? If you're going to make money off listening to my phone and selling ads, then give me the phone for free.
Yep. Yeah.
And then sell ads off me. I don't give a shit. Yeah. But don't make me pay built into my plan
$1,000,
which doesn't seem like $1,000 because it's in your monthly plan, but that's what it is.
It's still $40
a month. Or in exchange, give me all the personal information and private conversations of the Chinese people that made the phone. Give me access to their lives, and I can impress them in kind.
That would be my fingers hurt so bad.
Yeah. We each get like five other people's
data.
We
get direct access to their Alexa, and I get to speak through it directly to them.
Yeah, make them think you're a god of your kind.
I got to break it to you. I don't think the guys that made your phone have an Alexa.
Yeah. They get one. That's what they're paid in. Is they're given and one Alexa, and then 15 eggs.
Yeah. All they are.
Your annual salary is 3 eggs and some green squash.
All you hear is just them complaining about when they put the suicide prevention nets in. Yeah.
I love that. They're just bouncing right back into the factory yeah, like a cartoon would.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like Mickey Mouse been like, oh, it works too hard today, huh? Yeah. And then he tries to kill himself and just bounces right back up.
Right back to his desk. The assembly line.
Oh, can't die today, Pluto.
Well, you think it would be? You think some guys just do it because it looks kind of fun?
What?
It would be fun, honestly, to jump off a building and be safe.
Like what the game, dude.
Yeah,
like
I was
going
to say, it should be the end of the game with each one of them that jumps at the end.
What happens at the end of the game?
It turns out it's all just a game.
It's a game. He thinks he's jumping to his death.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the game.
He's been manipulated by everyone that he knows into thinking there's some conspiracy against him.
Oh, right. And he can never trust anyone again.
And, yeah. And then he kills his brother and jumps out the window. And then.
It's not real. He doesn't kill his brother?
No, it's right. It's a fake gun. And
yeah, everything's fake. And the thing is, they've been like. The sort of double twist, I don't know if it's a double twist, but he has been told the whole time this is a game.
And then
becomes so real, he stops believing it's a game. Even though they told him, this is going to be a game that becomes so real, you won't
think
it's a game.
I would fall for that shit. I'm so weak-minded, dude. Yeah. I would kill myself in a different way.
Stav thinks that we're recording right now.
Yeah. Wait, what?
He thinks we've had a podcast for the last year and a half, and he's never bothered to check.
It's
just a website with nothing on it.
Nick keeps being like, I got you on the check next month.
Yeah.
So I really hope. I'm owed a lot of money.
He's good for it. He took out a mortgage.
Yeah. I have a home that I haven't paid for yet.
We're just three dressed down therapists.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell me I should get jerked off. I wish my therapist told me to get jerked off.
I still didn't go back.
You probably shouldn't, actually.
Yeah, dude, that's not right, man.
Yeah.
Adam,
would you care to do the opposing view?
That it's good to go?
Yeah.
Well, his therapist already covered that.
So, wait a second.
I already heard a very convincing argument for going back, so I didn't know that, but now...
Well,
that sounds like, I'll just be a gentleman. I'll dress nice.
Yeah, wear a tuxedo.
I'll wear a tuxedo, I'll say, mm-hmm. How was your day? Ask them about their shit.
You know what I was thinking
Jack
about?
Jack off, I got a lot of guys' dicks today. Yeah. How's everything?
You know what I was thinking about is a new genre or era of Maury where he brings on... white people to do 23andMe, and then the DNA results allow them. He goes, Maurice, we got the results, and you are allowed to say the N-word. And then they get up and dance. Yeah, I knew it. You bitch head. Boop. I'm going to say boop all motherfucking day, baby. Boop, boop, boop. Fuck y'all. Boop.
Dude, my dad did 23andMe, and it was the most depressing shit ever. It was just 100%
Irish.
Nothing in him. Just Irish.
Trash.
Fucking straight Irish. Yeah. Like, not even like the Viking Irish. There was no Scandinavian. Nothing.
Nothing
just,
cool.
You're just all Irish.
Yeah.
And like 2% English.
That's how Eldis is with like this very specific region of Albania. Like, he's a straight, my roommate, my best friend.
Just completely inbred.
Just a villager from Albania that has moved to America. His like bloodline. Was unbroken for thousands of years.
That's so funny.
And he lives with six other people and walks around the entire apartment naked.
He does a lot.
He rocks. He's amazing. Have you met him? Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't, but I have a great Albanian friend named Plorat, and similarly
Stav's
very
racist
confident.
To Albanians, but also best friends with one.
Yeah. It feels like they're new to names.
Plurat?
Albanian people.
Yeah, right. They haven't quite nailed it down.
Everyone's got names.
Well, Eldis,
I've just been like, hey, good buddy. Come on.
God.
Hey, come here, buddy.
I couldn't go to Albania because this is interesting. I was reading, like, because I don't drink anymore. And, if you go into their home, they offer you a little. Offer you a little shot of their like,
moonshine.
Fortified wine or whatever it is. And if you decline it, it's like. You're
insulting.
Now in a blood feud.
Yeah.
You know, like you're now, like a fucking, it's like you just spit in their face. And so I can't ever go there.
Yeah, they don't even have like running water in a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, elders tell me he had to, when he was, I mean, maybe they do now, but when he was visiting his relatives, he would have to just go.
It's like Borat's town.
Literally, yes. Although, I think Albanians.
There's like a horse pulling a car.
I think Albanians in the mountains have the weird, like, you can become trans. Like, women can become men.
Yeah, they have that in other countries, too, like India and
Southeast
Asia.
Yeah, like tribes. There's tribes that have, like, six genders.
Yeah. It's pretty tight.
Like, if you're too much of a pussy to stick your dick in the gourd filled with bullet ants, then you're not allowed to be a man anymore. Yeah. You have to, like, bring water to the fucking grandmas in
That's
the village.
Cool.
My barber is Albanian, and he's got just a long, about letter height, rectangular tattoo on his forearm that's clearly a cover-up. Uh-huh. And I'm like,
that's either
anti-Semitic or a war crime. One of those two things is under that tattoo.
You killed an entire village.
Because there's very few things a guy like that would get covered up.
Look closely
and you can faintly make out Avenged Sevenfold.
He's got like a...
I thought they're a very good band for a while, but you know, I was younger. I was 36. I did not realize they were gay. I thought Bad Country was cool song.
Was cool song is good as shit.
I thought Bad Country was really fucking cool music back then, and I like go to club to meet the pussy. But now I know it's not such a cool band
it's
anymore.
Not cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you seen Flanagan's arms?
No.
Flanagan got some shitty tattoo covered up, and he's just his whole forearm is just like this shitty, like, big heart with an arrow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Cover up.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that idiot got on his arm.
Cover ups are brutal, dude.
It's fucking a wigger Spider Man. Yeah. Just, like, I guarantee you, he has tattoos that are just like the shirts from Super Kmart. The graphics tease where it's like,
damn,
it's like one like a homie's doll, like in the middle of the yin yang symbol,
a Chevy logo.
Yeah,
I have this tiger tattoo that I like, and
that's cool though.
It's Asian style.
Looks like a Yakuza tattoo.
Yeah, I like it. But then I was on the road, and I got a panther head tattoo, and it's like selectively shaded. And I was like looking in the mirror for a while, and I was just like, ah, fuck, I accidentally got another tiger tattoo. Yeah. It's like, if you have one tiger tattoo, you can be like, oh, they look cool.
You gotta
like, I gotta know stuff about tigers. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta like be interested, you know.
A tiger saved your life.
Yeah, I'm kinda like a tiger, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you could just get it shaded or something.
Whatever, I don't care. I know. I'm fine with my tattoo. People are always like, aren't you gonna hate them when you get old? And I'm like, I hate myself already.
Right.
Young,
also,
you know?
Everyone looks like shit when they're old. That argument has never made sense to me. It's like, in fact, it'd probably be kind of funny and cool to have tattoos.
Oh, old dudes' tattoos look amazing because the skin grows over them and they're just like a blurry blue and it looks cool as shit.
I feel like if I had tattoos, I would regret them less than like the vast history of things I've said on the internet.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Like,
you know.
Yeah, I could
care
less.
A lot
like
tattoos, man.
Yeah. The podcast.
The podcast. All of the racist tweets. The racist videos.
Sure.
The racist stuff I did last week.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's not online.
It's like I'm starting to think I'm waiting. I'm going to buy the dip on wokeness.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and I'm waiting for it because it's going to crash. And it's gonna
you were saying you were ready to get back on Twitter when
so you're
going to
be woke
dies.
Again?
Donald Glover is going to have a meltdown.
Yeah, being woke will be counterculture again.
It will be. And I'm going to buy the dip.
Your Cumtown fans are fucking on the ball, man. You guys must have it rough.
Like, I was not expecting that word.
I tweeted this thing about this girl who gave me a... who I thought was flirting with me, but gave me a laser fat removal brochure.
Yeah. Laser fat.
Laser fat removal brochure.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So
Do you still have it?
I tweeted it.
Did
like
you say that on
I
the
go.
Show?
I go. This happened a couple weeks ago, and some guy immediately goes, No, it didn't. You told that story on Cumtown 3.5 months ago.
Oh,
and I go, dude,
loser.
Yeah, I know, but I hadn't tweeted it. I just said a couple weeks ago make it more recent. Like, but yes, I said that story.
Well, that makes you a liar and a bad person.
Well, no, I know, and he got me. He showed me real quick.
That guy's definitely a much better person.
He's probably cool and has a lot of good stories and understands
and he's got
how to be
a
funny.
A lot of friends. Oh my god, that guy kid. It's surprising he got online because hanging out with all his friends probably takes up so much time.
Yeah. A young pussy getter.
Now, what is laser fat removal?
Let's delve into this. I guarantee you it doesn't work, at least at the level they're trying to pitch me. I bet if you were like a Hollywood millionaire or mega 100 millionaire, there's probably some form of it that's effective. Whatever they were trying to pitch me on Fifth Avenue in Park Slope, I can imagine does not work.
Okay, eight laser pointers.
I saw
together.
John Cena get himself frozen, I think, and I want to try that.
My
LeBron
sister
does
that.
Yeah,
my sister does that. She runs marathons. She loves it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was telling me about that. Actually.
But I was like, when I go in,
we can say we know each other.
They're like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I was like,
I don't want to get into it.
Can I do 65 years, and then you come out in the future?
Nice.
And you have all this knowledge that no one else knows because you're from a different time.
That's because people from the past are smarter.
Exactly.
Yep.
I can show up and I'd be like, have you ever seen an iPhone?
As demonstrated. Yeah,
they're like, wait, do you think you're from the future?
Yeah.
No, I'm from a different time.
I'm from a different time, which makes me wise.
Yeah.
As clearly demonstrated in Encino Man.
You want to know who won the 2016 World Series?
Just trying to make bets like in Back to the Future. Yeah. And they're like, no, you have this backwards, man. Yeah. I've got this sports almanac that can never be stopped.
There's going to be a guy called Donald Trump, and we got to stop him. Yeah. You're like, no, you're from that time, and you decided to freeze yourself and come here.
Mm-hmm. I think you only freeze. I don't think you freeze your head.
Yeah, you freeze like your body. It's, nice. And it's all like.
So I can have an old man's face, but with the body
just
of it.
Ripped.
Of a sloppy 30 year old.
You would have to get ripped first.
I know, yeah.
Like that guy you saw jacking off on Chat Roulette that one time. Or Chatterbit.
What?
Didn't you? Nick said you saw an old man, but he was like. Just had a 12 pack and he was jacking off alone to zero viewers.
No, I did see an old man that was beating off to nobody, just going at it. And there's like nobody. He's like, "Damn, BRB." And there's like, and then he just goes.
Oh, I thought you said he was jacked too. I thought
no,
that made
there's
the story
a,
even
you're
better.
Conflating that with the advertisement. That's like that old grandpa. Like this grandpa got in shape. That's all.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I had a guy. I had an old guy in a sauna. At Harbor Fitness in Brooklyn, he was probably about 76. He started jerking off. It was just me and
Hell
him in
yeah,
there.
Dude. Nice.
But he's too old. He was too old to like beat up, and I didn't see him as a threat. I didn't want to report him.
Yeah, just let him
so
go.
I just go, hey man.
Yeah.
You got to stop that.
There was a period where Lewis was complaining about people had like either like not outright propositioning him or gay sex happening around him at Equinox. Which is so funny for that to be happening to Lewis.
That is awesome.
Well, I go, it was very funny because this guy, because I didn't really understand what gaslight meant until this guy gaslit me.
Yeah.
This guy goes, I go, you got to stop that. He goes, stop what? And just keep jerking off.
While jerking off.
Yeah, while jerking off.
Whoa,
and I was just like, man.
Respect.
And I was like, well, I'm not leaving this sauna. And you know what you're doing. Yeah. And he just jacked off.
He totally won, dude. He alpha.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly, because I'm not going to beat up an old guy, but I'm also not going to let him make me leave the sauna.
Right, I'm enjoying this
like,
sauna.
Like, I did my part, which was tell him to stop jacking off, and he beat me.
Now, he's old as shit.
Now, see, if you were a woman, that would have happened the same exact way, but you'd be an actress now. You'd be a famous actress.
That's right, Nick.
So the next time they want to say they got it bad.
That's right.
Remember that Brendan isn't Scarlett Johansson.
This has done nothing for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that old man with his...
He's not in Mona Lisa's smile,
that's
is
right.
he?
Mona Lisa's smile. Did he have a nice dick?
No. No, a real shabby piece.
Real bad cock. Real
fucking cobwebby sort of.
It's good he can still get it hard, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. It barely qualified as hard.
Did he come?
Yeah. How funny would it be if that guy died when you clearly started having a heart attack while beating off, and then you're put in the position where you have to help him?
Yeah.
But he's still refusing to stop beating.
And I'm doing CPR and he's getting harder.
Yeah.
You have to save me. And then your DNA is on him and it's like. And then the door
to the sauna swings open and it's like, hi, I'm John Quiñones. Yeah.
What an amazing
thing. just sweating profusely through his tan suit. Hi, I'm John Quiñones.
That would be a great scenario, man.
Yeah.
I think if John Quiñones came in, I do think he would say, you did the right thing. Yeah. That was the move. We said, no beating up, but a firm talking to is the right answer.
Yeah. And then a CPR, which and is even the better.
CPR.
And then that guy with Down syndrome is behind him, and he's like, really good job. Really good
job. But don't go to McDonald's.
We're real proud of you, man. Me and the other guys were sitting in the control room watching the monitors, and we were all saying that man, he's got real character.
Well, I didn't know this. Gyms in New York, historically, sort of sauna specifically, historically, kind of a gay hookup spot. And I had no idea.
Oh wow!
I just like a steam. I like like a sweat. I like a good sweat going.
Yeah,
clean your pores. You know,
of course. I love a steam.
Nice schwitz.
I would like if you could have one luxurious thing in your home. What would you pick? Sauna? Would you pick pizza oven? Mm-hmm. Would you pick a basketball court?
That'd be cool.
How about what wouldn't you do? And a guy comes into a restaurant and he goes up to someone's table and he's holding a gun to a man with Down syndrome's head, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Either you suck my dick or I blow his brains out right now." And then the guy's like, the woman's crying. She doesn't know what to do, and eventually she gets on her knees and starts blowing the guy. And then it's like, hi, I'm John Quiñones.
Oh, you'd let her blow him.
Wait, who are you?
I'm John Quiñones.
Oh, but I mean, who is this for? Is it an observer?
It's what wouldn't you do?
What wouldn't you do? But
to save the retarded kid.
Okay, so you're an observer at a different table.
The woman is the one that's the mark.
Oh, okay, the woman's the mark.
And they're like, we were just going to see if you would do it. And we were trying to find your limit.
It seems like what you're saying is televising rape.
That's still what would you do scenario.
Yeah, that's still what would you do.
It's not what... Yeah, that's still what would you do. Yeah,
that's a better show if the guy...
Would you suck his dick to save a life?
That's a better show if the guy comes in and goes, I'm not John Quiñones.
I would also like my dick sucked, please.
I'm just that guy's friend.
Yeah, that's interesting, Nick. I think ultimately kind of hard to get greenlit, but it's a good idea.
Yeah,
okay. I think so. Yeah, I mean, we got to start taking meetings and stuff in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a good thing to pitch.
Something,
pitch that, and then see what it leads to.
The blackface John Wick.
That's true.
We came up with a couple good ones. Yesterday.
I got fired from a writing gig one time. I was writing for reality TV, and this guy who was. I can't really say, but his IQ definitely was in the range of being considered mentally disabled.
Okay.
Like around there, hovering around
there,
right?
And he's your boss?
No. He is a guy. He is a guy.
Appearing on the show.
He is a guy who they are pitching to do a show called Zombie Hunter, right? Because this was when Bigfoot Hunter was big. So this guy is going to hunt zombies, which I should mention to your listeners, don't exist.
Right. Yeah,
there are none.
That's not a real thing.
Well, it sounds like you would want a man that was mentally disabled.
Well, right. But so I got fired.
Welcome
from this
to Santa
gig,
Hunter.
Because I literally told this guy, because like, you know, they're doing fucking 50 of these at a time.
Uh-huh.
They're running through development.
Yeah.
And this guy is so psyched. And he's talking to me on the phone because I'm going to write it. Right. And he goes, I'm quitting my job at the gas station. Oh, this is going to be big. And I go, look, man, you don't quit your job.
Yeah.
I go, a lot of times these things don't happen. Like, just hold off. Keep your job.
Right.
Like, just wait.
Yeah.
And a fucking reality TV son of a bitch executive comes into my office.
Well,
and
Michael
goes,
drank all the gasoline and goes, in his
and job. Goes, and goes, did somebody tell the fucking zombie hunter not to quit his job? Because now he's worried it's not going to happen. Who the fuck told him to keep his job? I go, you evil piece of shit. Yeah. And they fired me for that, for that telling awesome. A retarded guy.
And just to be clear, he still works at that gas station.
Yeah, just to be clear, I saved his job. There's no zombie hunter on TV.
Yeah.
And those evil people are like, oh, this guy can't take a meeting because he's working at the Sunoco, you know, to fire the guy who told him not to quit his job and ruin his life to hunt zombies.
Wow.
Damn, dude. What if you fucked up your life, too? What if that was going to be
But hold on, the way you
time.
Hunt zombies is by shooting them in the head.
Right. I mean,
so who has this guy been hunting?
Here's what it,
why is he the guy that's hunting?
This is what it was.
The only way, look, the only way you get a show about being a zombie hunter is if you're an expert on hunting zombies, right? And if zombies aren't real, then that means that they're like we're all on equal footing, assuming we haven't murdered anybody.
Right.
So this guy must have killed people.
No, his deal was much like the Bigfoot hunter guys, he was essentially a doomsday prepper, but weapon oriented. So they were gonna
thankfully the law.
They were gonna like utilize that. Like here's a mentally disabled man with a basement full of like crossbows and fucking ninja stars and shit. Like, and we'll just have him walk around the woods for a while, you know, and
so
get blurry
funny.
Footage of like
oh
a guy.
My God.
Like,
that's incredible.
Just shoot someone in the crew.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So they
Christ.
Wanted to make a documentary about Timothy McVeigh.
Right.
Leading
right.
up to the Oklahoma right. City bombing.
Right.
And probably, you know what? I mean, there is shitty enough to just watch that happen and be like, let this roll.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Let this roll. Let's see where this
great
goes.
Great TV.
Yeah, they're like, he seems to be expecting a rather large zombie invasion. He's making a 75-pound fertilizer bomb. I think this is great preparation. He's now taking it away in a van.
Well, I'm off to hunt zombies at the synagogue down the street. It's like, do you ever wonder why so much money goes to that zombie country? We have a $38 billion budget set aside for the zombie country's defense that they don't even need.
And it's like these zombies, these zombies
about.
Run the media.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're so annoying, and they're always sick.
They are, yeah, they are annoying.
Disgusting.
That's awesome that that guy so has funny. Fucking weapons just in some basement in Queens somewhere.
Yeah.
No, he was like a Southern guy. He was a Southern guy. And it was like, man, it was a low job. I was glad to be out of there. Because you realize real quickly, and I knew going in, but I didn't know to the degree to which those low budget reality shows are so fake.
Yeah,
it's just totally scripted. 100% scripted. It's just scripted with bad actors.
You could never do it, but it would be fun to do like a sitcom about like just a regular like Muslim American guy, you know, like this whatever the new Cal Penn show they got or anyone, you know, like the woke comedies or whatever.
Right.
Where it's just, you know, like him going on dates or like, you know, being in his job or whatever. But then throughout the series, he's slowly radicalized and eventually commits a terrorist attack on the show.
Yeah.
And you just sell it as like, and you just fucking make sure a lot of people are watching it.
Right.
And then
the first four episodes are basically Master of None.
And
he's on a date and the girl has a microaggression against
him. The network can't make the difficult decision.
Yeah.
Where you're
what
like,
do you
either
mean,
you
I
let
like
him
spicy food.
You either let him blow himself up at the Boston Marathon, or we're not doing the show.
Slowly, there's like hijinks happening at flight training school.
Yeah.
Like, just to see if they would let you do that.
He's price
I'm
comparing.
Say no,
probably not.
I'm gonna say yeah. I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna go
these
ahead.
These are great ideas.
No, I'm saying like if the Big Bang Theory went down a path.
You have to
now,
go into
oh,
like
where the
where
Ebon
Sheldon
guy.
Is turning into a racist, you know, Nazi.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Charlottesville and drives a car through the crowd. If fucking, like, they demanded that that's what happened on the show.
The audience is huge.
There's no way they're going to be like, well, we have to cancel Big Bang Theory. They're like, let's just deal with the backlash, let him do it.
Who is making this demand? Sheldon himself?
No,
the actor or the
Nick
fan?
Is, to be clear,
me
Nick is.
As the new showrunner.
Got it. Got
Big
it.
Guy, whose authority is never to be challenged.
Chuck Lorre's like, Nick, you're my fucking heir apparent. The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, I don't know about this, but the kid from Roseanne is like, no, this is good. This is good. I like numbers. This.
It's broad comedy.
Oh yeah, it's broad comedy. All
damn.
Right.
I would love to be like Chandler and just be addicted to pills.
Is he addicted to pills?
No, I mean Matthew.
He was
Perry,
on coke a lot.
Matthew Perry was just gone.
Yeah, he was fat and coke.
And
respect.
And the entire time that show was on, but just you know to be making millions of dollars an episode, you hate yourself. You thought you know you were gonna have all these projects and be a different kind of actor, and then. Your big break is still your big break, and you'll be remembered forever, but you just want to take those fucking pills and go home. Mm-hmm. Just turn it all off.
But you know what's frustrating is, like, it doesn't have to be that. You could just be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do it. It's real easy now. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, I'm saying I want it to be that.
Oh, you would wallow in that. You would enjoy that.
I would, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, just take some pills, man.
Yeah.
You can do that without being on Friends.
To be a pill addict?
Yeah. Like you don't need the sitcom.
But there's no honor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not that expensive.
There's no, I mean, like, obviously, you like take a look back at Friends, and Matthew Perry is the most honorable character.
He is the most honorable one. If any, he can still act and be on pills.
If any of them were close to being samurai, it would be him.
You would say Chandler?
Yeah.
He was a Ronin.
I would say Joey.
Yeah, why?
Just he
never said anything bad about.
Remember
Italian
calling
people
gay? Why?
Gay why?
He was a gay wad, and then a gay why?
Gay wad.
Yeah, why you gay why?
You know I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember gay why.
Yeah, it is a thing.
I remember gay wad.
What is a gay wad?
I was reminded of
it's
it.
Just
recently.
Like a bundled up piece of gay.
It's you.
What do you mean a wad? But a wad, a
you're
wad of
gay
what?
Wad.
Gay doesn't make wad. Any sense to me.
You're a gay wad.
What a crumpled up piece of gay. Is that what it is?
I guess. Maybe cum.
Kind of no, like it's a your soggy cum that's going into a man. So you're like, that's a, you're
oh,
a gay
wad.
You're a gay wad. Yeah, you've
so
been.
So it's the actual nut. It's the bust.
I mean, I don't think so until you made me think about it. But now if I had to put a definition on it.
I think it's more of a poetic thing.
Yeah, I think it's
I like butt pirate. That was good.
Course.
That's it. You seemed like very swashbuckling.
No, but see, that had a the problem with that is that
makes
had
me
a,
think of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, me too.
It also
I
had
love a, those movies. But, Jerry Bruckheimer.
You know what it makes me think of is those Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
but pirate has a rape connotation to it though. I feel like because pirates just take what they want.
I thought it was more of like a just having fun kind of thing.
Yeah,
they seem like fun chaps. Yeah.
No, the pirate life was much less fun than you'd think.
Yeah, but that's not how it's been sold to us.
But yeah, the idea of like frilly blouses and having sex with each other and getting diamonds and stuff.
Yeah,
you keep birds.
I would love to be a space pirate. That'd be tight. I got a spaceship, an eye patch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, your spaceship's always like almost falling apart. Yeah, you're working on it.
Yeah, we need 80 more melanin crystals.
Melanin crystals.
Get the hyperdrive working. Oh, slavery is returning.
and one melanin crystal is what you call a black person.
But you cook them down into.
Oh, I
saw
to fuel the hyperdrive. We're 50 parsecs away from the next melanin repository.
This sounds basically Star Wars.
It is Star Wars.
Okay.
I will admit,
the force is
there's
melanin?
A bit of plagiarism happening here.
So is Star Wars racist?
Oh, this is a new one for us.
You're like, the redo was pretty good. It was very similar. There was just a slight change.
No, I like this.
There was a melanin aspect that I did not see coming.
Here's the thing. Although I don't agree with its politics, in terms of making big money, so most people like Star Wars now that it's very, you know, a lot of, there's women involved. Mm-hmm. There's different ethnicity involved.
Yeah.
But you're now angry nerds.
You're right. No women were previously involved in Star Wars.
Well, you know what I mean. Everyone's mad about Rey being a main character. It's woke. Star Wars is woke.
Yeah.
Nick is suggesting something for the other side of the aisle.
And that's what Star Wars is about. Is about balance.
The Force.
Good versus evil.
You're doing the Sith version.
Yeah. Dark versus the light. Now,
in a way, Darth Vader becomes even more of a good guy than Luke because he overcame the darkness to return to the light.
Oh.
So if you have a racist character that's unapologetically racist, and then presumably in some future movie he's going to be like, oh, I was wrong. But we don't even have to make that.
The dark side is you become
black. Yeah. No, hold on. Let him finish. Yeah,
we can just
that can be assumed.
You can assume that, but then we get to see this guy just being racist as hell. We're not a care in the world. This is the big, bad, racist guy in the galaxy, and we all love him for it.
Okay.
Arguably, Jar Jar Binks more racist than everything you just described.
That is true.
Yeah.
Because he was
a lazy Jamaican.
Yeah, right. So everything you describe is tame compared to what they already did.
Yeah.
Which was make a black alien that was
big ass lips.
Talked like an idiot.
Guess what? Maybe you're the racist one because he's actually a member of the parliament or the Senate or whatever that was.
True.
Yeah. So he overcame being a retarded Jamaican person who's incredibly lazy and always messing up to becoming a member of parliament.
And he spoke like...
He's sort of the AOC of their...
What do they give to that... what does that Blade Runner get in prison? You know, what kind of legs do they give him?
You mean
I don't know what made me think of him, but yeah, what does he get in prison?
Does he get cool blades?
Does he get prosthetics at all? Or
they take his legs away.
They give him pegs.
Yeah.
Because he's a murderer.
I guess, because if you have a double, I don't think you can really walk well with double prosthetics. I don't know. He might just be in a wheelchair.
They took his scoops away from him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they certainly didn't give him those like $100,000 blades back.
Why?
What if they're his?
Yeah, they're his.
Yeah, but you forfeit a lot of stuff when you kill your wife.
Yeah, it'd be funny to be the guy that's bullying him in prison, and you're just walking around with those taped to the bottom of your regular feet. And he's just mobile, like, man, I got some new kicks.
Well, I was like,
just on the floor.
You know how like. You ever get in a fight with a girl?
And like physical fight.
Halfway through, you realize, like, oh,
I've lost control. The therapist was wrong.
Yeah.
Those fantasies were leading to something.
I gotta call my most trusted friend with a car.
I gotta find a way to pin this on Anthony.
No. You ever fight with a girl and, like, halfway through, you realize, like, oh, this fight is about something different.
Yeah.
You know, we're not fighting. And, like, I love that that's what happened to OJ. Like, he was on trial for stealing his own sports memorabilia. Then the judge was like, that'll be 30 years in jail. And he was like, oh, this is about that other thing.
They're getting me on this.
Yeah, this was not about a jersey.
This is a reverse Al Capone, basically. Yeah.
I've always said he should have used the defense that he accidentally killed her. It was manslaughter, not murder, because he was just as clumsy as his character in the Naked Gun series.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. What I think is fascinating is, so he golfs, right?
Of course.
He golfs. I've read he golfs on public courses. And, you know, if you go to a public golf course as a single, they group you because foursomes move the course along faster. Mm-hmm. So if you're just like three bros going out to golf and they're like, hold on a second, we've got a fourth joining you, and you're like, oh fuck, that's OJ Simpson. And then you'd have to just play the round of golf.
That would be
just
the best round of golf ever.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I would love to be with the charismatic Jews.
Yeah.
Would you broach the subject of killing his wife?
You would casually keep talking about the statute of limitations.
Yeah, exactly.
Your friends, you'd be like, dude, I robbed the bank in 1993, and I fucking brag about it all the time. Because it's too late. They already lost out.
Expired.
Anyways, do you have any stories like that? Since we're all telling stories here.
Stories that are over 15 years old.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't, but if I did do it.
but if I did, here's the story I had. I would also just want to hear his regular life story. He's an interesting guy.
He ran for over 2,000 yards.
Yep. NFL legend.
That's crazy. Workhorse back.
You know what? When you watch that documentary, his dad was gay, and everyone made fun of him
for it.
That's
true, yeah.
So that's probably pretty interesting.
In a way, gay people...
They killed Nicole Brown Simpson.
It's interesting. I never thought about it that way.
The real criminal is Marcus Allen, who fucked his friend's wife.
That's pretty.
Blood is on your hands, Marcus Allen, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
Yeah, Marcus Allen loves us, dude.
Yeah.
That is pretty rude of him to fuck his friend's wife, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
But do you think OJ was a good friend?
No.
He's probably a sociopath, right?
Yeah. He was. He thought of himself as the alpha dog, like he can fuck with everyone
else. It probably was funny to fuck OJ's. They probably weren't really friends.
Well, it probably was funny. Like, and then, fuck, man, I was just having a laugh. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to kill her. And the guy, that guy wasn't even her boyfriend. You're just going to kill her.
Oh, really?
No, that dude was just her friend.
He never got pussy?
No. He was just No. I believe he was gay.
Was he gay?
That's what I think. Yeah, so I think he was just a friend.
Covering it up by saying like, he was fucking that
our
woman.
Our son killed
and
for
now they're
really
together in heaven.
Fucking that pussy up.
Our son's probably fucking her in heaven right
now. So this New York Times story just came out. It's about like the immigrants that have to like buy medallions.
Taxi medallions.
Do you know how the medallion system works?
Yeah,
it's like $40,000.
It's like basically like stock trading. I mean, the value goes up and down. They're worth incredible amount of money.
This dumbass Egyptian guy that lives in like a shanty in presumably this neighborhood.
Queens.
Yeah, spent 800. Oh, you know where he lives, Adam? In this article that just came out that you haven't even seen?
It looks like Queens in that
and
picture.
It doesn't look like Queens to me.
It seems like a
the picture that Adam has identified as Queens is literally just the garage door is all you can see.
You don't see a lot of garages in Brooklyn. It's a Queens thing. You know, guys.
There is no
that.
Identifying
People
information in that,
that
picture whatsoever.
Just a close up of the man's face.
Yeah. Stand outside like of their Queens. Garage and say it's a Queens.
Oh, that guy. That's Midwood. That's Midwood right. For sure.
He lives in a neighborhood, probably this one. Oh no, it's Queens. I know for sure.
It looks like Queens.
I'm taking the opposite position.
I'm gonna say Queens, not this neighborhood.
You smell like pee, by the way.
Let's find out.
That might be me. Like I pissed. I didn't shake my dick.
It's
good
Adam.
At the
it's Adam.
The it's Adam. I
it's Adam. Adam went to Queens to drink pee before he came to the show.
Why would I do that? That's so out of my way.
Because
you love the way it looks.
Yeah.
The
you
pee?
Love, yeah. You love going to Queens and remarking on the way it looks and how much you. Oh, I know this neighborhood. I come here to drink pee all the time.
Are you upset that I said that garage was in Queens?
Because it's not.
Because it was.
Let's find out where it is. This is interesting.
I'm skimming.
How
now.
Did it make you feel?
Well, this would be cool if Adam. I don't. It would be. I'm fun. I'm having fun either way.
So, where do you park your car?
I have a garage.
Oh yeah, under his.
You have a garage?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a Queens.
There's a garage literally a block over.
That's nice.
A garage that looks exactly like this.
Yeah, of course. There's garages throughout Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, everywhere.
It would be hilarious if this was next door to Adam's apartment.
That would be awesome.
I'm
it is.
I'm pretty in touch with the culture.
Yeah. I'm sure you're very accepted in your neighborhood.
Well, the one thing going for Adam is that a lot of taxi drivers do live in Queens.
Yeah.
And I'm basing that on the night of HBO.
Did everybody know, this sounds like, I'm going to say this, and it seems like something that probably people already knew, but the former chairman of the National Credit Union Administration's name is Dennis Dollar.
Nuh-uh.
Wow.
Incredible.
And look at that bitch
awesome.
Face.
Yeah.
But what was, Nick, the original point of the article?
No. We have
article.
To, no, oh, we have right to that's not how this. Things go here.
Just laughing at this dumb immigrant for spending $890,000 on a
that's
taxi
so
medallion.
Sad.
Oh, no.
That's
but
so
don't
sad.
They, isn't that what they're around what they're trading at? I mean, guys make money off those. Like,
I thought they
well,
were
he took
like
a loan
$40,000.
No. They're,
well, they're more than that.
The point is that you're never going to make $1 million driving a cab. So it's like, it's just, I mean,
no, but,
you don't have
but,
any other option.
But,
I guess,
but it's like a house. It's like, yes, you won't make $1 million driving the cab, but when you retire, you can also sell that medallion.
Right.
So you make whatever money you're making.
Sure.
You make payments on the medallion, but then also you can sell whatever portion of that medallion you've made payments on. So it's like it's like an investment.
Yeah, investment. Yeah. Interesting.
But it's like if the, what are the terms of the loan? Is it a 200-year loan?
Right.
You're taking out an
$890,000
loan. If it's a 30-year loan, I mean, your payments are going to be through the fucking roof.
Right.
Especially for a cab driver. So, you would just, I mean, it's not, look, it's not.
Especially in an industry that's failing right now. Too.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of guys invested. There were guys that owned like 10 medallions
as an
investment and rented them out. And then Uber came out and it fucking, the bubble burst on those things. And they went from like 1.4 million to this 890,000.
Damn,
probably less.
Yeah, I mean, they were expensive. Yeah, they were a lot of money.
Jesus
Christ. The city there's too many fucking caps. So they have to make a system where you can't, they have to limit. That's why the tolls
why
are so expensive,
because so
they can't have enough fucking, they don't want cars in the city. There's too many. That's why the all the tunnels are $13, you know, because they're like, stay the fuck out of here.
Damn, dude. That's, I mean, Uber must be fucking up traffic then. Truly. And people get raped and shit, which is pretty fucked up.
In Uber?
And it's a horrible job.
Oh, yeah.
They don't make shit. Yeah. No, it's fucked up.
Dude,
something's going to happen.
Uber helps them lease the cars, and then they're just basically indentured servants. Where they have to, like, pay. They're, like, sharecroppers. Like, pay Uber for the car.
Have you ever given anyone anything other than a five-star rating?
I honestly never... I don't think I've ever.
I gave a guy
anyone.
A one star rating one time, but I had already yelled at him, called him a faggot prior to getting out of the car. So it's like,
oh, I saw Nick. Was that when you put your foot on the thing?
I did not put my foot on the thing. It's these fucking assholes are like, oh, there. Don't put your feet on my seats. And I'm like, I don't. My legs are just crossed. I'm not putting my feet on your fucking seats. And I had one guy do it, and then you know he was like,
well,
you put your feet on the seat, and I'm like, no, you weren't there for it. This was a different time. And you know, he's like, oh, you put your feet on the seat? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, we'll see about that. And I was like, see about what, you fucking faggot? And I took my phone out and I started recording him. And I was like, look at the fucking seat. There's nothing on it. I was like shoving the camera in his face.
You just had gotten in?
No, I was getting out. I was on the way out.
Gotcha.
And this bitch is sitting there like passively aggressive, like, like thinking I have my feet, and I just don't.
Yeah, I mean,
you could just fucking turn around and look.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, like, look before...
That
you
guy's
sit there,
life
boom,
sucks,
yeah.
though.
Okay,
he
so
make shit.
I got a Uber in Little.
He got paid for that ride.
I got an Uber.
He's also got a one star for being a fucking asshole.
I got an Uber in Little Rock, and the guy the whole trip just won't stop talking about. It's trips like these that cost me money. I need the Uber X's. That's what I need. The Uber Blacks. I need the Uber Blacks. This kind of shit. This cost me money. And I go, well, you didn't have to pick me up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I want to listen to this the whole time. Like, don't pick me up, man.
Yeah.
Is there a glut of Uber Blacks being called on a Tuesday in Little Rock, Arkansas? Who is the mayor going out to lunch, you fucking asshole? He's got the whole time. Every mile, it's caught because with the car, the payment I'm making on the car plus the gas, I'm losing money taking you to your hotel. Well, fuck you. Don't take me there.
Yeah, well, it's because if they decline rides, then like they're less likely to get rides in the future. But it's like you're complaining to the wrong guy.
Yeah. And I'm going to tip you well. I always, like, if they're nice, because I understand... It's the whole gig economy thing sucks, and it's like, yes, I get it. They chose to do it, but still,
I don't tip on Ubers and Lyfts.
No,
because it's new.
Yeah,
and like I tip in cabs, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's
you don't tip
at this point.
You
it's
gotta
stupid.
Tip.
Well, no, because it's new, and I feel like if enough people don't, I mean, the way it should work is nobody fucking tips, and then Uber's forced to pay these people like. That compensate them fairly.
But how do they?
They're not going to compensate.
How do they
them
claim to report losses too? They say like, oh, our company loses like hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Who?
Uber.
They do.
That's what they say.
Yeah, they do because they don't because it's not
for what? What are they doing?
Not,
they just have an app.
No.
People are driving the cars.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's people that work at the fucking company.
Yeah, they're like okay
offices.
They're losing hundreds of millions
of dollars
off of lawyers.
They have
advertisement.
Yeah,
advertisement. Recruitment.
Yeah,
they training.
Have, they have
bullshit.
I think it's fake.
They have
and I think
overhead.
That they're saying they're losing money, so they don't have to pay fucking taxes.
Well, the way a lot of those companies get away with not paying taxes is they give away a lot of shares and then count those as like costs.
Yeah. Right.
So, and, I mean, that's what, like, Amazon and Delta does.
Right.
But...
Did you see that Delta sign that was, like, buy a PS4 instead of joining the union?
Yeah.
Sick.
That is smart.
Or instead of having health insurance, what was it?
Union.
It was union, yeah.
Uber's IPO was one of the most...
It's fake.
Unsuccessful.
One of the shittiest things
It was
time.
One of the most unsuccessful first day offerings of all time.
Really?
Percentage-wise.
Going public, yeah.
Percentage-wise, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. I hope they fucking fail.
And a lot of people made a lot of money. A lot of people made a lot of money shorting them because people kind of knew, like hedge fund guys knew, like this is going to tank immediately because it's a shitty company.
What's the bet? Mm-hmm. The bet is that eventually they'll have robot cars and not have to pay the people at all.
That's what they think. Yeah, that's what they think.
That's their bet.
But that's dude, that's so far away. the idea that that's close is far-fetched because they haven't even figured out because it's not just the technology is close, but there's a whole fucking spider web of things to get through in terms of okay, what happens if someone dies?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's liable? Yeah. If there's a
insurance
crash,
has to be crazy
all this
expensive.
There's
yeah.
so many red flags to get through before that. At least I would, and I'm obviously a dumb comedian, but I would say 20 years before self-driving cars are on the road as a normal thing.
It'd be so sick. You get drunk as hell, just go home.
Well, but what's now. The difference between that with the driver?
No, I'm saying like if you have your own self-driving
car. Oh, yeah.
You can get in your own damn car and go home.
Well, I used to get
mad. You jack off in the car.
You jack off. You get your dick sucked.
Get your dick sucked.
The bro, the car could suck your
how
dick.
How is that different from now, though?
Well, you have to drive and get your dick sucked, and that could be distracting.
Yeah, but you can do all that.
If a robot. It's
not really.
You can drive, get your dick sucked.
How am I supposed to drive and
nice.
Suck a guy's dick at the same time?
There he is.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Adam Gibbs Roadhead while driving.
I always
just take the wheel, please. I'll work the pedals.
Well, it's a very short man standing up on the seat.
Oh, that's cool.
I always get
maybe
mad.
Maybe he's on his knees.
Yeah. I always get mad when people are like, man, I thought there'd be flying cars by now. And it's like, oh, you mean like a... sort of a five-seat vehicle that can fly in the air.
Yeah.
They're called helicopters.
right, you just
wanted easier,
yeah.
less expensive flying cars.
Also,
like,
if it fucks me up that just video chatting is just real. Like, that's something that straight up was in movies.
Jetsons.
It was just like, it's like, we've got half the future. I mean, the other half sucks dick.
Well, and there's stuff we don't even know about.
Yeah, dude, the military's got...
The military has next-level shit. They're probably
down. Navy spent, like, all this fucking money on that rail gun, and then they got it to, like, work, and they're like, yeah, we're never going to use this. They're like, yeah, but it's...
Also, don't we just not know what they their actual budget? They probably are just doing shit that's wild, dude.
Well, you know what's really wild is, like... I was looking into this, because it frustrated me that... it frustrated me that billionaires were donating to rebuild Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because I understand the Catholic Church doesn't own Notre Dame. It's owned by the French government. But the Catholic Church uses it, and their contract is that they're allowed to use it in perpetuity, forever,
right,
for free.
Right.
So essentially, they own it.
Yeah.
You know? And so the idea that these billionaires would donate to something that the Catholic Church essentially owns was crazy to me. And I was like, trying to... get a handle on what is the actual wealth of the Catholic Church. And it's so vast that literally they don't know. Yeah. They have no way of knowing.
Because there's no way to value because,
yeah,
like
you
a
can't,
cathedral from
yeah, exactly.
800 years ago.
And so they also spread out all the wealth. They're not centralized. So the individual dioceses own their own real estate.
Yeah.
And that way they kind of protect themselves at a international tax level, and they also protect themselves from kids who got fucked suing them because, like,
right.
you know, the Buffalo diocese could go bankrupt, but the Vatican could never go bankrupt.
Sure.
And then on top of that,
well, no child's asshole is worth the entire Catholic Church. I mean, it's wrong that they're molesting the kids, but I don't think you should get a settlement of $800 trillion dollars.
But what's
fast?
Yeah,
what if it's
right.
a really juicy little asshole?
I mean,
what's the best child?
And then that's the day Jesus Christ walks again on this earth.
But well, it's like, it's wild. They don't even know because you can't value like the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah,
like you can't, they just have vaults full of like Sumatran gold coins. It's like, how much is that worth? I don't fucking know. Like they're just, so they report their wealth as like, $36 billion. But there's people who estimate it at like $1 trillion.
Damn,
we were talking about like...
should we steal those coins?
The military and their budget or whatever. And I was thinking the other day about like... You know how Oppenheimer like quoted the Bhagavad Gita when they dropped the atomic bomb?
Yeah.
And he's like... but I was just like... I mean, it's such like a deliberate thing to say, I am become death, destroyer of worlds, that you know... leading up to the dropping of the atomic bomb, Oppenheimer's like in the shower, like, oh, I'm going to say that. 100%. Yeah. That's going to be a cool
yeah.
thing to say.
Instead of trying to stop it, yeah, he's right. like...
He's like, oh, that's going to be such a sick thing
people
to
are going
to
love yeah. this. People are going to love
he's,
this.
And then they're in the room, and they watch the bomb drop, and like people are reacting. He's like, I am become death, destroyer... then somebody else talks, and he waits till they finish. He goes, I am become death, destroyer of worlds.
That's great.
tries to get it in.
Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a thing. It's from the Bhagavad Gita. It's like a thing.
It's something I just thought of.
It's a thing that this reminds
this
me of.
This reminded me of it. You know,
just did anyone write it down? Because yeah. I think it's important that people know.
I, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't... you know, sometimes I say cool stuff. I
get, yeah, no, it's not like you have to tell the press about it, yeah. but I mean, I would. Well, I would.
Why it's so funny to me is because it's like this... juxtaposition of like one of humanity at large's lowest moments.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
one of right. the worst things people have ever done to
maybe
each other.
Maybe the worst thing.
Paired with a very like quotidian type of human like patheticness.
Uh-huh.
That's yeah. something that everybody
wanting
does.
To be cool.
Something that everybody does uh-huh. every single day and they're paired in that moment.
Yeah.
Almost like splitting an atom. Wow. If you think about it,
yeah.
and I think to myself, I am
smart,
become
Nick.
Death, destroyer.
I like that Neil Armstrong fucked his moment up, and
he
no,
did?
Yeah, and no one bothers to pay attention to yeah. it. He said, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Yeah.
Man. If you say man without saying a man,
yeah,
you well, mean mankind.
He did say that. They misheard him.
Oh, they misheard him? He said
that's what I remember learning.
One small step for a man?
It should, that, the quote should have been one small step for a man,
yeah.
one giant leap for mankind. But yeah. if you say one small step for man, that's the same as saying one small step for yeah. mankind.
Buzz
man
Aldrin,
and mankind.
Buzz Aldrin's just right. falling man out is, of the lander, and he's like, I am become death. Destroy
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, do yeah. mine. Do mine.
Damn,
where
this
the
shit
pussy
is fucking
at?
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Where's all this? Where are the moon pussy at? that's, that's what I'm saying if I'm the first.
That's like, remember when Buzz Aldrin punched that...
the guy for saying the moon.
That old man.
Yeah, he
yeah,
punched that guy
sick.
In the face.
That rock.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Respect the Buzz.
He had a punch
dude.
On him for an old man.
Yeah, dude.
It was cool to see an old man.
He
fight.
Could probably still fuck you up.
Mm. He punched another old man, right?
I don't know. I think it was,
I think it was a younger guy.
Was a younger guy?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
A fake moon guy, though. That's not a guy that... You could probably fuck those guys up.
Yeah, those guys are nerds.
Buzz yeah. Aldrin, wasn't it, don't you have to be like in the Army and a scientist to be an astronaut?
Especially in the early astronauts, yeah. yeah. But... Now they kind of combine both. Usually they have like a Navy test pilot becomes the pilot, and then they're highly trained scientists.
Yeah,
scientists.
You've seen Prometheus. Yeah. You know how it works.
I haven't.
But the funny thing about space exploration is how quickly they realize like, oh, we can get to the moon, but everything else is so fucking far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and there's nothing. All that's on the moon is dust and rocks.
Yeah. yeah.
So like. We pretty much can pack it in.
Yeah.
Till someone figures out how to get to Mars, which is also dust and rocks,
yeah.
we're pretty much fucked. Cause yeah. like,
is there any cool shit?
No. The moon is so much closer to us than anything else by orders of magnitude.
Yeah.
Like, to get to Mars, you get to the moon in 2 days.
I'm excited for the Chinese to continually try and land people on the sun. And just kill hundreds of their astronauts.
Yeah.
Okay, try again. Okay, well, next time.
Aren't they talking about sending motherfuckers to Mars and you just die there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit would suck.
That's
dude.
Why we need the Russians. The Russians love doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Laika, the dog, that fucking dog. Mm-hmm. First of all, they picked that dog because one of the researchers saw it on the street just sitting very still, and he said, well, that seems like a good dog to send to space.
Yeah.
It doesn't move very much.
But to be fair, we send the chimp, which is a much more intelligent
right.
animal. And
it's a relative of ours.
It's a relative of ours and a much more cruel act than
right.
sending a dog into
right.
space.
For sure.
Dogs may be sweeter,
yeah.
but if you really dig deep into it,
sure.
Americans are worse.
And Laika,
oh, yeah.
Laika
yeah.
had no windows. No windows, just send him out into space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, here's the thing.
The chimp didn't have any bananas.
Yeah, it's rough.
yeah.
This was, I stumbled upon this information that I thought was interesting. Bubbles, remember Michael
Jackson?
Jackson's
yeah.
chimp?
Yeah.
Still alive.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
In an animal sanctuary in Florida.
He's doing okay?
Wow.
Yeah, the rare case of... being outlived by your own bait.
yeah, yeah. <Wow. laughs> Also, what a step down. The one chimp that, like, had to go to a shittier place.
Well, and
all the other chimps
Neverland
are like...
Neverland Ranch was probably way safer than an animal sanctuary.
Well, and he traveled with him, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
he rode on the
and these other chimps definitely don't believe him.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, bro, I wore velour tracksuits. Yeah. Like, I had tea with the Prime Minister of Japan.
That's the thing, too, is like chimps... well, you know Evan Williams used to do that joke about the chimp Kwan or whatever?
No.
Kwanzaa? He used to have some bit about like some... like that, similar to that, where it's like a chimp that was like... that got like was in movies and then had to go back to the zoo. And then, I mean, I don't even know if Evan does this anymore. Now that I think about it, it is kind of racist. But the other chimps are like, because, you know, the chimp's name was Kwanzaa,
yeah.
and it went to Hollywood to be in movies or something. And then it came back and they had to change the chimp's name to Kwan because, like, the Kwanzaa. You know, and the other chimps are just like, oh, you Kwan now, huh? Yeah, you got all famous, now you Kwan.
That's funny.
Yeah.
There's this...
I don't know if he does that.
Probably not.
I think I saw him do it at an open mic like 7 years ago.
So yeah, I went down...
The thing with chimps is they turn like six and then they're...
Well, that's why Michael Jackson got rid of him, because like people were like, oh, he got tired of him. And
he
it's
turned,
like,
just
no,
like the rest of them, he turned six.
Yeah.
And that was the end of him.
Yeah, it's like, no, he got rid of, they'll rip your fucking face off, man. But
mostly they rip your heart out. They turn seven and they break your heart with their little mustaches and... The voice starting getting all deep. It's, you know, that's disrespectful. We had something special.
They start growing hair in places. I don't like there to be hair. I don't like there to be hair down there.
Like to get his nipples played with. I watched the first ep.
Yeah.
He had babies tweak his nipples and suck his dick.
Show hole.
Pretty fucked up.
Yeah, he would make the kids bend over and he would beat off to their asshole.
There's a great. So I went down this. I went down this Bubbles like rabbit hole because I was fascinated that he was still alive, because I had no idea how old chimps live.
Yeah.
And on his Wikipedia, there's one standalone sentence. It's not a paragraph. It's just one sentence that just some guy put in there that just says, Bubbles did not attend Jackson's memorial service. It's like, yeah, man, he's a fucking chimp. He doesn't attend it. like nobody was like, after everything Michael did for that monkey, and he's a no-show.
Now, how much does he remember? That's the other thing. I
mean, nothing.
Chimps are smart.
Do they have object permanence? And
yeah.
But that was true about the tea with the Prime Minister of Japan.
Yeah.
Do you know how big of a pop star you have to be for the Prime Minister of Japan to invite you to a ceremonial, traditional Japanese tea ceremony, and you'd be like, yes, I'll be bringing my monkey.
Yeah.
And him not canceling.
I mean, of course he got the fuck kids. He got to bring his monkey to the Japanese tea ceremony.
The monkey pisses on the floor, and they make the monkey cut its pinky off.
Yeah. Bubbles.
That is yeah. Does he remember? Does he wistfully think of Michael?
I think he probably remembers. Yeah. Like Coco the gorilla had relationships with
people. Yeah, she remembered Robin Williams.
But it's interesting.
She got sad when he died. Yeah, I swear. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, that video of them telling the gorilla that Robin Williams died.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
It's like, why? She doesn't need to know
that.
It's
so funny to see that monkey upset.
Coco was so nice.
Yeah.
It's a killing machine, Adam. You can't trust it.
It's not true.
It's built to kill.
She
it
is like, built
well, you know, you know that
sign
Coco the gorilla like sexually assaulted people, right?
What?
No, that was that dolphin.
No. Coco the gorilla, when women would go visit it, Coco would demand to see
her
breasts.
Oh, so now you're me-tooing Coco. She's a lesbian.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, she would make she would like sign.
Would they show tits?
The fucking scientists would be like, look, it's an 800-pound gorilla. You better do what it says.
You can't do it.
Nah.
Look it up, dude. It's 100% true.
That's pretty wild, honestly.
It's, every detail I've said is correct.
Look, it's on you. Do
I'm
what
not
you,
gonna look it up.
Do what
I
you
want to
do.
Man.
But I'm just saying, he's pretty big.
Yeah.
You make your own choice, but she'll fuck you up.
She's smart enough to know sign language, and she's deaf. So no, even if it does mean no, it doesn't matter.
She's not deaf.
Well, no sign language.
Yeah, but just
because she can't talk. She doesn't have vocal cords.
That's for a while, I was trying to do some gay-ass joke about how, like, why are we only teaching the deaf gorillas how to talk? How about that, huh?
That's really good.
That's good.
Who's is a gorilla?
That was the weed era.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Is a gorilla smarter than a chimp?
I don't know.
That shit would be front page of Reddit, though.
What?
It was on like a meme.
If a gorilla is smarter than a chimp, that would be on the front page.
No. Why they only teach gorillas, the deaf ones.
Or oh, yeah. You yeah, could yeah, put yeah. that on a stand up shots thing.
Yeah, that would be. That would.
You
that
know, would Velociraptor.
That's Who's that?
Remember those old memes?
Yeah.
Where it's like the raptor and Scumbag Steve and all that kind of shit?
Sure. I have no idea what you're talking about, but yeah.
You remember that shit.
I just got into memes. I'm making memes now. I just started. I had a good one the other day. It's late. I'm late in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was CNN had an article of Prince William, and he was pointing at his head, you know?
Yeah.
And it said, Prince William opens up about the loss of his mother, and I crossed out mother and wrote hair. Mm. You know, I said this is meme gold, baby.
Yeah.
This is meme gold.
Hair.
Sure
I'm
is.
A meme guy now, you know?
You should work for Fuck Jerry, dude. That's
yeah,
huge.
I tried to. I called him. I said,
it'd be tight put if, this shit on. If there. Prince William, his kid comes out black and he's like, "What the fuck? Whose kid is this?" And then he gets mad at his wife.
No, you're thinking of Prince Harry.
Oh, you're Harry. That's
Prince Harry.
I'm not going to learn them. I'm not going to learn.
Don't ask me to learn. Harry is a redhead that's married to a half-black
woman. Look, we didn't fight the Revolutionary War for me to learn which princes are the bald one and which
I
ones.
Agree.
Are
well,
I agree.
And I'll be honest with you.
He's a miscegenating prince. I don't have time to understand these distinctions.
I'll be is honest
that a
with you.
Does that word have a negative connotation?
I think so, yeah.
Kind of. Kind of.
I let me think about it. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Kind of funnier if it were Prince William.
Yeah.
I have to admit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's kind of a crazier situation where you're just like, how do you even get in here?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of secret service.
The thing is, though, if you're Meghan Merkel, you can go fuck a black guy and cheat on your husband and give birth to the black guy's kid. And then when the white guy's like, I don't know, he looks a little dark, you could just be like, excuse me?
Right, right.
It's the perfect crime, really, yes. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm. And it, yeah. Then we would get a black king of England.
Yeah, that should
no,
be it.
No.
I thought it was really
how
nice.
How about the kings of England? And it's D.L. Hughley and Cedric the Entertainer and Steve Harvey.
That's Sir good. Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
And
has he
just
been knighted?
As a carryover, King Ralph.
King Ralph.
Who's King? John Goodman. John Goodman just as a grandfather.
No,
was
it John Candy?
No, it was
John
Goodman.
That's right.
I've seen that. That's a movie I have seen.
Miscasting. Should have been John Candy.
Should have been
he was
John
dead.
Candy.
How
Doesn't
did John
matter.
Candy die?
I don't think he was dead at that
fat.
Point. From candy.
From fat.
From fat.
That's that's
too,
a
right?
sensitive subject around these parts.
Isn't it drugs as well?
I don't think so. That was Farley.
Farley
no, I
was,
think he did some kind of drug.
Oh, Farley did drugs for sure.
Oh, Farley.
Belushi,
my
too.
My man did drugs. You know,
John Candy was wholesome.
Ever. You know who else did drugs hard, with which a lot of people do not know about, is the other big guy, John Pignette.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big fucking coke guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, which a lot of people think, because his comedy was
but
fully clean
and
everything.
It's a myth that cocaine is bad for you.
Yeah.
It's a myth.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. I agree with you. That's why you should keep doing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped, actually.
Do you guys do cocaine?
Yeah. And the thing
I stopped because I'm scared of my heart.
I used to joke around about
I'm
how
really
like,
the
you,
only
you know
one
you don't have
cocaine.
Like a coke problem until you're like, I don't have a coke problem. And then I became a guy that's like, I don't have a coke. I only do cocaine. And then I think about it, and it's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't. Like, I don't.
You don't. You do it every, like, every 2 months or
every 2 months.
Months.
But as soon as you start denying it.
It's not a cocaine problem.
It's not. You're right. But as soon as you say you don't, then you're somebody that does.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever believes a guy that's like, no, I don't do too much cocaine. If you're in the position where you have to say that, then it's people think you do, and then you're fucked.
My coke problem was so sad because it was not even like, I don't even have fun stories to tell.
Yeah, you get sad?
Well, what my favorite thing to do was I would buy as much cocaine as I had money for.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy like 2 30 packs of beer, mm-hmm. and I would just lock myself in my room and play online Scrabble for like 6 days in a row.
Just on you.
Just dripping huge
it's
lines.
It's not even that good
and
of
just
a stimulant.
Fucking dudes up at Scrabble and just being like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck
that's
you.
Awesome.
Like, it was just like
a game you can easily cheat.
Yeah.
There's literally no reason to
just
play.
Just a pathetic. Like, other guys in meetings are like talking about, like, I was out. I was fucking 4 chicks. And I said, this is just too much. And I was like, my rating was up real high on Scrabble, but I was like, is it worth
Scrabbles.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Congrats.
We should go to the show, boys.
Well, you should come to our live shows in Canada if you're listening.
Yeah.
Toronto, June 15th. Montreal, June 19th. Ottawa, June 21st. Edmonton, the 25th. Vancouver's currently sold out. We're trying to add another show to that. But yeah, come out to all those freaking shows. And listen to the fucking Rad Dude Cast, right, brother?
Yeah, listen to the Rad Dude Cast.
Do you have any plugs?
When does this come out?
Wednesday.
Oh, this Wednesday. Okay, I'll be at a brand new comedy club. It's supposed to be pretty fucking cool, actually. It's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I'll be there the 20th.
Cape Girardeau?
Cape Girardeau.
Yeah. Laughing Gas. The 24th through the 26th.
Did Boomhauer name that town?
Yeah. So come on to Cape Girardeau.
Damn, man, pretty cool place, man. Motherfucking Cape Girardeau.
Air Bud, EYREBUD on Twitter and Instagram. Listen to Rad Dude Cast. That's it.
Subscribe to that shit.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks again, as always. Very always happy to have you.
Goodbye, folks. Bye.